What up, world? What up, world? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling Life. As you know, I am Brian Janu, and like always, all podcast platforms everywhere. It's Brian Janu Show. Social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook. Brian Janu Show. And of course, YouTube channel Brian Janu Show is where you can see this visual. This video right here. On YouTube channel Brian Janu Show. Type it in. It should come up. You don't have to space it. It should be just one word. Should be. I don't know. I don't really YouTube myself that much. So I don't know. But yeah. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Like I said, it is Wrestling Life, and like every time, every PLE of WWE, I get on here and I do it. I talk about it, man. That's what I do. Tonight was NXT. PLE to Pacific NXT Battleground 2024. This is the rate and review show of that. Six matches on the card. I'll be honest. This is starting to get NXT starting to get like the black and gold brand, man. I gotta be honest, man. Like, there wasn't really a match on this card where I felt like it didn't make sense. Like, the match wasn't good. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you watched it, you know what I mean when this comes out. You know what I mean by, like, the match wasn't good. Like, every match on here, Player's Part did a great job of helping this pay-per-view. Like I said, six matches. Each match was unique. Each match had something of quality to it. So it was hard to kind of find a bad match on this card because every single match was pretty fucking good, man. I could have given all six matches 5 stars, but I didn't. I didn't do that. But yeah, man, this match was this card was good, man. NXT was really fucking good. I'm starting to think that NXT is getting back to the black and gold brand, man. You know what I mean by that. If you watch the black and gold brand, you know what I mean. But let's get into it, man. So, like I said, not too many bad matches on this card, man. Not too many. Not at all, to be honest with you. I'm actually going to bump one down from where I had it to drop it to where it is. If you know the Rain Review Show, how I do this, least favorite match has got to be like literally 1 star. I rarely give people 1 star on this damn thing. You literally got to do absolutely nothing. And literally, you literally came out and it was a fucking beatdown. You know, it wasn't like even a match. It wasn't, you know, like a no contest. They throw it out because you attacked your opponent before. Like, the fuck sense did it make to have it on a PLE? Like, you could have just did that shit on NXT. But I rarely give people 1 star. I've ever given people 2, 2.5, 3 here and there. But those gotta be like, just like, again, like, I gotta be like, I really didn't have high hopes for it, and the match really just lived up to what I expected it to live up to. So, yeah, like I said, this wasn't a bad card. Six matches, and all six matches blended perfectly into NXT Battleground from the UFC Apex in Las Vegas. It blended perfectly. So let's start it off, man, with the first match. I gave this 5. Also, I got 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 5-star matches on here. So if you know anything about me, I will pick my favorite 5-star match of the night. So let's get into it, man. Starting off with 4.5 stars. Yeah, I said 4.5 stars. That is the supersonic duo of XCM and Nathan Frazier versus the OC, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. I gave that 4.5 stars. NXT Tag Team Championship match. This was the best match I've seen the OC, the Good Brothers, whatever the fuck you want to call them, Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows have since they've probably been in WWE. Since they've probably been in WWE. And they've been in WWE for like a decade. They left and came back. And it feels like this was their best fucking match. Even from the first stint to now, this was their best fucking match that they had. This was incredible. Hats off to Axiom and Nathan Frazer. I actually thought that it would actually make sense if the OC actually did beat them. I'm like, it would actually make sense. At least the OC would have something to do on TV every fucking week. I was like, yeah, that makes fucking sense. Let's have that happen. But this match was phenomenal. Now that come to think about it, the OC was represented in this match and in the women's ladders match, which I'm gonna get into later, with Meechan. But this match was amazing. Karl Anderson, Luke Gallows. Like I said, this was their best match they probably ever had. They've had in WWE probably ever. Like, yeah, I believe that this was the best match they had probably in WWE, like ever. I'm talking about the first stint and now. This was it. The teams meshed perfectly. Luke Gallows got to be the big man in the match. Karl Anderson got to put some offense in. Axiom and Nathan Frazer, the speed, the high flying ability, everything about them. Yeah, I like this. I don't know who the fuck beats Nathan Frazer and Axiom. I'm assuming you probably give it to Gallows. Gallows. Maybe Gallows beats him. Maybe. Damn, NXT even don't have that many tag teams if I actually think about it. And it broke up so many fucking tag teams. Chase U, maybe? Maybe give back to Chase U, maybe give back to the family. I don't know who you maybe OTM. I don't know who you give the next tag team title match to. And I don't know who their next real worthy competitors will be. So that's why I say I think it would have been better if the OC would have won. Give them something to actually have. I'm not saying you got to keep the fucking belts on them. You could drop them back to Tuesday, but you got to give them something. Like, yeah, I just, I, yeah, I. But I like the match. The match was really good. I like the finishing of the match. Everything about this match was really good. Like matches with a lot of close calls. This is one of those matches, a lot of close calls, a lot of moments where you thought, oh shit, the OC could actually win this. So yeah, this was a really good tag team match. I didn't really have high hopes for it because I was like, this shit feels like it's kind of been thrown together. But once again, you gotta trust NXT. You gotta trust the stable at the helm. This was a good match. This was a really good fucking match. 4.5 stars, man. It wasn't a five. Because I felt like I was going to have to give a lot of fives out tonight. So I was like, I can't give it a five. That's ridiculous. But gave it 4.5 stars. I never gave it 4.5 stars. Now, my other 4.5 star match. Now, I gave it a five, but I dropped it down one. And I boosted another five, 4.5 star match to five. So my 4.5 star match is Trick Williams versus Ethan Page, excuse me, for the NXT Championship. I gave it 4.5 stars. Why did I drop it to 4.5 stars? Because like I said, I gave it a five, but I dropped it to 4.5. Why did I drop it to 4.5? I really didn't know what this match was going to be. I didn't know. I've never really seen Ethan Page wrestle. I did watch him in TNA. I don't really watch AEW like that. So I didn't know what he was going to really bring to the table against Trick Williams. Trick Williams is great. But I think the thing about Trick Williams is he leaves a lot to be wanted as a wrestler. I don't like its finish. I think the finish is kind of eh. Like, I don't like the finish. I actually think they should let him do a modified bookend. I think like a new era bookend. Like it would be a dope thing because that'd be a better way to end it. Or maybe change his finish to Booker T's scissors kick. Like, you know, Booker T could teach him how to do the scissors kick. Like, I just feel like that's it. Like his finish is sloppy. You know, his finish is sloppy. I don't like it. I don't really like his finish. I know they're trying to like be like it can get out of nowhere, it can come out of nowhere, but it's just like not everybody needs a out of nowhere finish. Like I think everybody needs a setup, and his finish is just not good for him. I don't like Trick Williams' finish. I don't. It just looks weird. It's fucking weird. I'm sorry. It just looks weird. Especially when you got somebody like a Booker T right there that can actually teach him how to have a proper finish. Like I said, give him a modified scissors kick, like, or you know, a new era bookend, something, a trick in, like something you could name trick in. See that? See? But I don't like his finish. His finish looks a little fucking sloppy. I don't like it. But the match was good. I like the fact that they gave him a competitor that we haven't really seen in WWE. So we didn't know really what the match was going to look like. So the fact that we got this match and it was actually pretty fucking good. It was actually decent than I thought. Trick Williams is another one. I feel like you got more of you go with Joe Coffey because now that he's pretty much out of the NXT, which would be kind of stupid for him to go from losing the North American Championship and taking a pin a night to becoming now the new number one contender for the NXT title. It'd be kind of fucking stupid. You could go back to Noam Dar, I guess. You go back to Noam. Excuse me. Maybe you bring in Ricky Starks from AEW. You could do that. I don't know if he's under contract or when his contract ends. You can shit. You can go to TNA and bring in a TNA a wrestler like a Josh Alexander. Maybe you have Trick Williams fight Moose like he did tonight with Roxanne Perez and Jordynne Grace. Maybe Trick Williams fights Moose. Why not? Fuck. Like I just feel like. By the way, I want them to do Worlds Collide at Survivor Series pay-per-view, which is interesting. I don't know what the fuck Survivor Series is gonna be. Does anybody know what Survivor Series is gonna be this year? Am I the only one that doesn't know what Survivor Series is gonna be this year? Because that'd be a dope ass thing to do, like put a World Collides around Survivor Series for the NXT and have that be the NXT pay-per-view. It's like, you know, that'd be dope as fuck. I think that's what they're actually trying to lead up to. So that'd be pretty dope as fuck. But yeah, the match all in all was pretty good. I gave it 4.5 stars. I gave it 5 because I'm like, this is the main event. But again, I'm being honest, I did not want this to be the main event because I was like, I'd rather this open night than to actually close it. Because I felt like if he was gonna close it with this, Ethan Page probably should have went over. Just to put the shock value in. But it is what it is. Yeah. All in all, this match was good. It was a really good match. It was a really good ending. Yeah. Little fanfare, but it was something that I think the pay-per-view needed. All right. Ooh, shit. So like I said, I got 4 5-star matches. Now you know if I do this, I start my least favorite. I don't want to say least favorite. That's a little crazy. But the match I felt like was good, but could have been a little bit more exceptional. Like it could have been a little bit more to it. And that is. The match that started tonight, NXT Women's North American Championship match for the six women ladder match for the North American women's North American NXT title. I love this match, but I felt like it could have went a little longer. It could have went a little longer. I think if you ask any person that watch NXT and watch these women, there was not really a bad person to pick in this fight. I thought it would be Lash Legend, but I'm assuming Lash Legend is probably going to go up and probably fight Roxanne Perez. I'm assuming that's the next big step for her because she feels like the one that really feels like can actually carry the company after, well, carry the title after Roxanne Perez moves up to the next moves to the main roster, which I felt like tonight was kind of like their testing of like, okay, can she really go and fight any type of wrestler? And I don't know when you're gonna probably get Julia. I know a lot of people are like Julia is gonna probably fight Roxanne Perez and take the belt from her. But you gotta also put into perspective, Julia just had a broken arm, I think. She broke her wrist, I think. A broken arm or something. So you don't know how long it's gonna be before she comes back into wrestling for that from that. She literally just had surgery like what, a week or two ago, a couple weeks ago. So you don't know. But I could see Lash Legend fighting Kalani Jordan, who won this match. But I can see all five of these women who didn't win fight Kalani Jordan at some point to get their belt off of her. Lash doesn't feel like a North American champion. She feels like a NXT women's champion. The other four women feel like NXT. And I don't know what you really do with Meechan. Meechan is going back to the main roster. She got fighting Nia Jax Friday and Scott and Scotland. So I don't know what you really do with Meechan. So I'm assuming Meechan is really not gonna be a part of this. But the other three women, Jada Parker, Fal Haley, Soroku. They could challenge Kalani Jordan. I think they can, and I think they would definitely go up against her and have a great matches. I think Kalani Jordan's a good person to start this title off with because I feel like if you started with any other person, it would have been hard to have competitive matches with them for the fans to not turn on the person that you're putting her in the ring with. So I think Kalani Jordan is a perfect person to have a title on because she can actually have any match I think you need her to have, which is what you want for a mid-card title. I mean, that's what you want for your mid-card champions. You want them to feel like the workhorses. You want them to feel like so when they do move up to finally be the champion of the brand, the world champion of the brand, you want them to feel like they put in some time. They had match after match after match. And I feel like if you're learning anything from the men's North American Championship, you want somebody that you feel like can actually make the title feel like it's a work man's or woman's title. And that's exactly what I feel like Kalani Jordan, I think, does actually make sense to put the belt on her. Because you do feel like at some point she's going to give you a match or two where you're just like, nah, that was actually really fucking good. Like that was a good match. So, yeah. I like the idea that she got the belt. I'm not gonna lie. It was a good idea. It was a good idea. All right. The next match. It also gets 5 stars, and that is Roxanne Perez versus Jordynne Grace for the NXT Women's Championship. This match was good. I hate the finish, but I understand why they did it because you need. I totally understand why they had to finish the way they had to finish because there's no way in hell you could have believed Roxanne Perez could just beat Jordynne Grace without any interference or something to the extent. Like, you needed somebody to be like, nah, this shit don't make sense. I'm not saying Roxanne Perez couldn't beat Jordynne Grace just straight up because she could. But I feel like for the partnership of TNA and WWE to continuously work, you need Jordynne Grace to be like, yo, you didn't really beat me. You escaped me. You escaped me. You didn't beat me. You escaped me. And if it wasn't for, Tatum Paxley and Dana Brooke, I mean, Ash by Elegance. That's such a weird fucking name. Dana Brooke, Ash by Elegance, for appearing tonight. Who's to say Jordynne Grace doesn't beat Roxanne Perez and takes the title? So, yeah, I think TNA's got their own little pay-per-view coming. I think TNA's got a pay-per-view coming up next Sunday. I think somebody's gonna pop up from NXT to take, because she's doing, Jordynne Grace is doing an open challenge for her title, TNA Knockouts Women's Championship. Paxley's going to take that challenge. There's no way in hell that she doesn't take that challenge. But I wouldn't mind Natalya. I wouldn't mind Meechan. I wouldn't mind, one of them taking the challenge, because it would be pretty dope to see. It would. Yeah. Oh no, this match was really good. It was exactly what we needed to see from these women. It was exactly the match I thought it would be. Jordynne Grace got a chance to show off her ability in the ring and also what she brings to the table. Roxanne Perez got to fight somebody completely and utterly different than probably what she's been fighting on the main roster. So on the NXT roster. So yeah, I get some complaints from me. Like I said, the ending was kind of like I didn't feel like you needed it, but I got it. I understood it. I understand why they did it. All right. The next match with 5 stars is Shayna Baszler versus Lola Vice NXT Underground match. This shit was crazy. This was good. This shit was nuts. The crowd felt like, I felt like the crowd really wasn't into it, like talking about it. Maybe because you're in UFC's territory, so they're used to actual like matches like that for real, for real. And you still kind of had to have it in the confines of WWE. You can't go too far over the top with it. But for what it was in the WWE confines, this was what I think they wanted. The Rhea Ripley, I mean Rhea Ripley, Lord Jesus, Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler to be at last year's SummerSlam. It was kind of like, it was supposed to be like this, and it wasn't. And when it wasn't like that, a lot of people just turned sour on it. But this was the best match it could have been, man. This was good. For what it was, from two women that actually do this for real, they actually are both former MMA stars for real, for real. They both have fought in, one has fought in, I think, Bellator, the other one fought in the UFC. Shayna fought in UFC, Lola Vice fought in Bellator. This is exactly what you expected. This is exactly what you expected. I expected Lola Vice to beat Shayna. I did not expect Shayna to win this match. What the fuck is she winning this match for? What is she winning the match for? She doesn't get any perks from it. What the fuck is she winning this match for? I saw a lot of people on social media being like, I can't believe they let Lola Vice win this match. Why the fuck would she not win this match? She's the one in NXT. She's another one that could go challenge Roxanne Perez or fight Kalani Jordy for the title. It's like, Lola Vice has more to gain out of this than Shayna Baszler. And I thought this was a good, this was a really good match. This was something that you needed to see. I think on a PLE, I've seen it a couple times on NXT. They've done it a couple times on NXT. I like the one Lola Vice did with Natalya a little bit more than this one. I'm not gonna lie, she liked that one a little bit more. But for what it was at this pay-per-view, it was perfect. It was fucking perfect. Everybody saw about Lola Vice actually dancing after the. She danced every time she wins. What the fuck do we want this woman to do? Her twerking with Sexy Red at the end of the night was funny as shit. Not a man gonna complain about that. That was the best damn thing. No man is gonna complain about that shit. Not even one. Yeah. That was, but the match was amazing. That was a good match. That was a good match. And the match of the night for me was obviously Obafemi versus Wesley versus Joe Coffey for the NXT North America Championship. Obafemi feels like a champion. He feels like a champion. With that being said, it feels like Wesley's gonna take the title from him because they let Wesley did not take the pin tonight, and that's a good thing because you need to give him somewhat of a reason to go against him again. Obafemi's not had a one-on-one title match since Ivar. He hasn't had a one-on-one title match since Dragon Lee at Vengeance Day. And that was February. He fought in the triple threat match at Stand and Deliver, and he fought at a triple threat in the triple threat match tonight. He hasn't had a one-on-one PLE title match yet. I think that shit changes at Heat Wave. I think he has a one-on-one title match against Wesley. Now, do you take the belt off of him? I don't know. But all in all, man, this match was good. This man literally caught Wesley when Wesley was trying to do a sent time out of the ring. This man caught this man and threw his ass onto Joe Coffey. This dude different. This man threw this man up in the air. Just Joe Coffey's like, shit, that's high. Like, shit, that's high. You couldn't ask for a better match, man. This was a hell of a triple threat match. Obafemi is getting tossed triple threat matches against their best competition of the mid-card, and he's killing it. The dude feels like a champion. Like I said, I think Wesley is going to be the one that takes the belt off of him because he really never lost it to begin with. And the only reason why you had to do something with the only reason why you had to put the belt on Obafemi is because Dragon Lee was going back up to the main roster at some point. Dragon Lee was going up to the main roster. He didn't want him to be on Dragon Lee was going up back to the main roster, so you knew you needed to get the belt off of him. And you go gave it to Obafemi. I believe Wesley's gonna probably take the belt from him, but I don't know when. Maybe it's next pay-per-view, next PLE, which I'll be doing that Heat Wave, July 7th, right after SummerSlam, which is July 6th. Oh, ju no, no Money in the Bank, which is July 6th. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man. But all in all, man, Battleground was good, man. This was a really good PLE. Like I said, if Yo, NXT's starting to get to the black and gold, man. Like, I don't think people really understand. Like, this is starting to feel like the black and gold NXT, man. And yeah, I can't lie, man. This is starting to get like the black and gold NXT. This shit is getting good, man. Every PLE is starting to hit a little differently. I watch NXT every Tuesday now. Like, it's I don't know what they're gonna do when they finally move to CW. I don't know if it stays at on Tuesdays. I don't know if you move it around. Maybe you move it to Friday, you move SmackDown to Thursday. I would love to see that. I think that'd be a dope ass thing to do. Putting SmackDown back on its original spot Thursday nights. And move CW and move it to the CW on Fridays and have that be on CW. And then, yeah, I would love to see NXT on Fridays. That'd be dope as a motherfucker. Or Wednesday, which that I don't. Oh, well. It's putting up numbers like NXT is putting up numbers at AEW. I mean, if Triple H is a bold son of a bitch, he would probably do some shit like that. And then the premiere episode, he just have the premiere episode of NXT on Wednesday nights on CW would be the craziest fucking night. I would like to. I would boy, I would pay to see that night because I know AEW is gonna try to pull everything under the out the hat for that fucking night that they got. AEW gonna try to pull everything out the hat to kill NXT on Wednesdays, and it's not gonna happen. So yeah, but I can't wait to see how this is gonna play out, man. Yeah, all in all, man, Battleground's good. Like I said, the next NXT pay-per-view PLE will be Heat Wave, which will be July 7th. I will be back next Saturday to do WWE's Clash at the Castle PLE. I got to write down that card and talk about that next Saturday. But other than that, man, yeah. Also, coming soon, I will be doing my top 10 Shawn Michaels matches The man was cooking tonight, so I gotta give him his props and his love. And I'll be doing, speaking of the Black and Gold brand, I will be doing my top 10 NXT Black and Gold matches. It's time to just time to give you time to get it back into it, man. But other than that, man, I am brand new. This is Wrestling Life. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight. If not, go watch the preview on Peacock right now. If you got Peacock. Or go watch the clips, highlights on it of it on YouTube. So until next time, man, I am brand new. Peace.